From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim trade pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. Here is Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
As the president has said many times, this type of multinational agreement is not in our best interest, and he's moving quickly to advance trade policies that increase the competitiveness of the American worker and manufacturer.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. And Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and rein in its growth. At the start of a meeting Monday with business leaders, the president warned executives not to move their operations to other countries.
What we want is fair trade. And we're going to treat countries fairly, but they have to treat us fairly.
The president also met with labor union leaders who offered broad praise of Mr. Trump after the meeting. Iraqi forces announced Monday that they have taken over the last remaining Islamic State enclave in the eastern part of the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered an investigation into reports of human rights violations by government troops and paramilitary forces fighting to retake the city. Also on Monday in Iraq, a car bomb blew up in a busy street in eastern Baghdad, killing 11 people and wounding 22. New Gambian President Adama Barrow says he will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine allegations of misrule during former President Yahya Jammeh's 22 years in power. This is VOA News. Officials report no breakthroughs at peace talks in Kazakhstan between Syrian government and rebel groups. Indications are that Monday's discussions were very contentious. Talks will continue Tuesday. The negotiations are focusing on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December. Opposition spokesman Yahya al-Aridi says the ceasefire is important for the Russians.
We notice a real understanding on the part of Russians, They understand details and they know real facts. And we understand that they militarily have achieved what they wanted in Syria. Now they want to translate this military achievement into some sort of a political gain. And this political gain cannot happen without this. And the requirement for achieving this political gain is a ceasefire.
Syrian opposition spokesman Yahya al-Aridi. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted along party lines Monday to approve President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson. The nomination now goes to the whole Senate. The Senate has confirmed Mike Pompeo to be the director of the CIA. Confirmation votes also loom for nominees to lead the Departments of Treasury, Energy, and Health and Human Services, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. A left-leaning group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has filed a lawsuit charging that President Trump's vast business holdings place him in violation of the U.S. Constitution's Emoluments Clause. Mr. Trump quickly dismissed the move, saying the lawsuit is totally without merit. Doctors said Monday that the health of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is improving. He suffered from pneumonia. The 92-year-old former president has been moved out of the intensive care unit in a Houston hospital. A doctor says Mr. Bush could be released from the hospital in several days if he continues to improve. A man walking barefoot across the United States to demonstrate environmental concerns was struck and killed Monday in Florida. Mark Baumer was walking on the shoulder of a road in Walton County, Florida, when he was hit by an SUV. He died at the scene. Charges are pending against the driver. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke Monday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Mattis sought to highlight the importance he places on the alliance. Political parties in the Netherlands have begun their campaigns for the March 15th parliamentary elections. Geert Wilders and his Freedom Party are leading in the polls. He has taken a strongly populist position on immigration, the spread of Islam, and Dutch participation in the European Union. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.